After Team USA won the Women's World Cup Soccer Championship, people started talking about money. The women's teams competed for a fraction of the prize money compared to the men's championship. This pay disparity is replicated throughout the sports world, even in chess. And the irony with chess is this game is played with the mind. It's a game that has nothing to do with strength or height. St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold explores why you don't hear more about female grandmasters.
17-year-old Aya Concio is in St. Louis from Arizona for one reason.
To be around lots of other smart girls doing what we all love to do.
Concio will compete this week at the Susan Polgar Foundation's Girls Invitational Chess Tournament at Webster University. Over 60 players from across the U.S. and 10 different countries compete for cash prizes or a Webster scholarship. Concio finds the tournament inspiring.
The all-girls tournaments really actually help just because you get to see how many other girls there are just like you. And it keeps me going.
That boost is needed in a sport dominated by boys and men. Many women who play the game experience sexist taunts, even Susan Polgar, the world's first female grandmaster.
Not once, not twice, comments from male colleagues, grandmasters, that women belong in the kitchen and in the bedroom. What are you doing here?
She says things are improving for women and girls in chess, but there's still a ways to go.
Women have to go through a lot of discouragement to become chess players and to stay chess players and to succeed as chess players.
This isn't something that Polgar or other women chess players are imagining. British grandmaster Nigel Short made several public comments about a woman's lack of ability in chess. You can hear his opinions for yourself in this interview with a British reporter.
It's quite easy to demonstrate there is a fairly substantial gap between men and women.
Short claims that gap in play is the result of different qualities in men and women's brains. He says this biological difference might explain why women don't succeed as frequently as men in chess. When I spoke to Short in April when he was in town for a match, he was quick to condemn the media portrayal of his opinions.
There have been a few headings, girls don't have the brains to play chess. That's one which has been attributed to me. I said nothing of the sort.
What Short doesn't acknowledge are the social pressures, the lack of support systems, and the established gender bias in the sport. Yet it's hard to deny there aren't gender divisions in chess. There's a World Chess Championship and a Women's World Chess Championship. This year, women will compete for $450,000, while men play for over $1.5 million.
Sounds crazy in the 21st century. Things have improved a great deal, but we're still not quite there yet with equality when it comes to equal opportunities or equal encouragement for girls in chess.
Polgar says girls lack a slew of opportunities. Teaching more girls the game, inviting more women to major tournaments, and providing equal prizes when they do play would help level the playing field. Overall, a general change in attitude would improve the game for women interested in the sport, she says. 17-year-old Concio says anyone that disagrees better pay attention.
Girls are up and coming. I mean, girls are getting better. A lot more girls are playing. A lot more girls are staying playing.
And that dedication could mean a world champion who happens to be a woman might not be that far off. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.